This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, have some of you come down off the ceiling yet? Really, seriously. Yesterday was a really, really, really bad day for most people. Today, okay, even hearing what Comey had to say, we're going to talk more about that later on. I mean, again, most of us would be done at this point, right? Most of us would have been, I don't know, how long has this been going on with her? For 2 years plus? So basically, most of us would have been in handcuffs by now. We would have been hauled off to jail. We probably would have been prosecuted by now, too. Don't you think? No, I think. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. And check, you know, sit down. I know you kind of rely on people like me, but don't. Seriously? You need to figure it out on your own. All right? You need to go see just to think about what he said today. Now, here's the one thing. I got to side with Comey on, because I've been dealing with government long enough to know, or I've been dealing with the school board scenario long enough to know, they only investigate what you tell them to. Right? They will only investigate what you tell. So they may catch her in a flat out not lie, but they're not investigating her for that. Yeah, I've been through this with investigations at the school board level. And it's always infuriating to me when I'm reading the reports and I go through it. I go, well, wait a minute. He said he did this and he said he did that. He said he did this. And they say, yeah, we can't do anything about that because that's not what the investigation is about. And you just want to sit there and go, okay. So let me see. You picked up the guy for robbing the liquor store. He admits to killing 3 people 4 days ago and burying them in the backyard. But you're not going to do anything about it because the investigation is about the liquor store robbery. Yeah, that makes sense. just crazy going somewhere to happen. Anyway, what else I got? Oh, we've got all kinds of fun stuff today. Microaggression. Now, my understanding is about an hour, maybe two, before we came on the air, the State Department has agreed to reopen. They haven't agreed. They did it on their own. But what's up? We've got to the point where we don't trust them at all, do we? Or I don't. I don't know about you guys. But now we're there where the State Department reopened, or has reopened, the email probe at the State Department level. Now, maybe it's because she threw so many people under the bus at the State Department, they might be irritated to no end. So they're going to restart their internal investigation into the private email server, now that the Department of Justice has decided not to pursue charges. Somehow that'll be us again, though, right? That'll be the Republicans, conservatives, making that happen. And do you think John Kerry sanctioned this thing yet? Now, the State Department had suspended its investigation because they didn't want to get in the way of the FBI investigation. Heck, I'd have five of them going on at once. Doesn't matter what you rip up or what you turn up. Now, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, as we all know, this week said that they wouldn't press charges. All right, they wouldn't do anything. Now, let's see. Kirby said that he can't provide specific information about what the department is evaluating, and he could not give a timeline for the process. He said, our goal will be to be as transparent as possible about our results while complying with our various legal obligations. Isn't that nice? The state probe will likely include top Clinton advisors, including Cheryl Mills, Yuma Abedin, and Jake Sullivan. Kirby said earlier this week that the former official could still face administrative sanctions for past actions. Yeah, what are they going to do to her? Especially if she becomes president. What are they going to do to her? I'm sorry, Ms. President. Would they call her Ms. President or Mr. President? I'd call her Mr. President just because of how she acts and looks. What?
Nice.
I am not. I'm always nice. Now, again, and the other thing they're pushing for is to get her loss of security clearance. Now, somebody said, I've gotten emails before to talk about this, too. I just don't even, if you think about, you think he was afraid of being knocked off? Now, some of you, you got to go read the piece that I put up on the website. 50 of Hillary's closest friends that are now buried. These are people that were involved in somehow, some way, shape, manner, or form, were involved in business with the Clintons. And I just find it amazing that somehow they're all gone. You know? After the break, I've asked Kira Davis to join me. Kira's been on the show plenty of times before. Now, she she has been on the show before. She's an outspoken African-American woman and a conservative. Today with the killing, with the shooting of what's going on in this country, you know, with two black, and criminals or not, I just want to say, we had the shootings of two young black men again. And how that is just stirring up race relations all over the place in this country. She wants to discuss it, and I think she ought to, so I asked her to come on and speak with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little while.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, every time I hear this song, Salt is a Swing, I just have to laugh. I probably know every beat, every skip, everything in that song. I listened to that driving from Boston to New York when it happened to hit number one. So you can't get it out of your head. It's like it's a small world after you come back from Disneyland. It just stays with you for so long. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you head out to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and 17 things, yes, you heard me, that you can do out there on the website. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I want to get right to my next guest. I love having her on. And actually, if you have a chance to see her speak or you're near an event that she's doing, it behooves you to take the time to go listen to her. So anyway, Carrie Davis joins me, as she does from time to time on the show. I always enjoy when she's with me. She's a blogger, a commentator, a speaker. I mean, she's just a good all-around person. And Carrie, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy coming on.
You know, I'm technically, I used to own a computer company, and I can't figure out how to do Facebook Live. So God bless you for being able to figure out how to do that. But anyways,
it's brand new technology. We're all the
yeah. There
now.
You go.
Okay.
Yeah, but you younger people pick it up like that fast. Like it's no big deal. You press this button, you press that, and there you are. You're on live. And go, yeah, okay, whatever. So when I see your stuff come by like that, I take a few minutes to watch it, and I watched it today, and I see some of the comments you're getting, and one jerk in particular, but we'll flush him later. What you were talking about, or what you were getting at, is where we've come to in this country with race relations. And I don't want to make it a big us against them. That's not the goal here. But I believe you have a point. And I want you to, let's do the Reader's Digest first and what the video was about and why you had that moment that you wanted to put it out there. And then let's talk about some of the detail, okay?
Well, when I woke up this morning, my heart was a little bit heavy over the news of the recent shootings involving police officers. And, of course, as usual, you know, it gins up a lot of anger and people are frustrated on all sides of the issue. And I've always felt that the issue is nuanced, that it's not all of one thing and none of the other. So my Facebook video was really, I don't know, I think it was a little, I posted it in, I was a little bit sad to think that we talk a lot about race in this country, and we're always talking about how we need to have a national conversation about race. But the reason why we keep talking about having a national conversation about race, but that subject never, ever goes away, is because we can't really be honest about race. And yeah. I said that in order to be honest about race, we have to say some hard things on each side. And I'm talking about black people and white people. We have to each say some difficult things, some hard truths that are hard to admit and also hard to hear. And I don't think that a lot of people have that ability. There's so many people that you know, as soon as you put your point of view out there, they're like, but. And that's not helpful, you know, instead of listening and saying, okay, this person might have a point, instead of jumping to defensiveness right away, let me hear what they have to say. And then let me explain my point of view. And I just don't know that Americans have that in them anymore.
But let me ask you, and again, I don't want to turn this into a political thing, so I don't mean to go down that road if I do, but has it been getting worse over the years, especially, you know, the last few years? Did you see it getting better? Were you just not paying attention? I mean, give me an idea where you think we're at today as we were 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
I think it's two sides of the same coin. I think the frustration has always been there, and I've always said that since I started working in politics. The frustration in the black community has always been there. That's, nothing has changed. Maybe their voice has been silenced a little more. Maybe they've had other issues to concentrate on. But the frustration has always been there. I think what's happened with social media is that it's allowed us to express our opinions instantaneously and without much pushback, you know, because you can just click off. And so it seems like it's worse than ever. I do believe that things are bad. I mean, the country is divided. I don't know that it's more divided than it's ever been. We've certainly, you know, we've gone to war with each other, and that was bad. It is divided. Has it increased over the years? Yes, but is it because of one thing? No. Is it because of Barack Obama? To an extent. But social media is also a part of the problem. And also, I think the way that we have the ability to instantaneously share our thoughts has actually decreased the amount of time we think about things. And that adds to the division.
And it's easy to throw something out in an emotional moment. And once it's out there on that great big interweb thing, you can't just easily pull it back. That's number one. Number two is, and this is me speaking, not you, we have a bunch of cowards out there. I call them Facebook warriors. Most of them are cowards because they hide behind names, they hide behind addresses, and it's easy to have an argument there when you're not looking at somebody's face. You're not really thinking about the damage you're doing, whether it be verbally, you know, that kind of thing. I think that's part of it too. I really do. And we, you said it once a long time ago with that. What was it, Michael Brown, when he was shot? I remember the first thing he came. Let's, because there were a lot of commentators jumping right on the bandwagon of, you know, another thug was killed kind of thing. And give me a little credit here, because the first thing I said is, look, we don't know what's going on. We can't do that. We just don't know what's going on. Neither side should get crazy. Give it a few hours at least for it to work its way out, and let's see what some of the preliminary information is. We do this all the time in this country, and you're right. We are polarized one side or the other. I personally believe it's gotten worse in the last 10 or 15 years. I really do. I think people like me, and you know, you talk about having an open, honest conversation. I have a guy on every Tuesday night, and he's an African-American from Baltimore. We talk about the politics of Baltimore. Whenever I speak about black issues, even if I'm on the positive side, I get nasty emails. I'm white. I have no right to talk about black issues. I don't know what the black experience is all about. I know what human experience is all about. That's kind of what makes it hard for us to have an open, honest conversation, don't you think?
Well, it's one of the things I do address in my video. So I do say that one of the things that bothers me is that I feel like a lot of white people are dismissive sometimes of the issues that black people have. And I wish there's two types of white people on this issue. There are the kind that say, hey, the police is never at fault. You know, this is the victim's fault. And always want to defend that position. And then there's the other one that's kind of like the capitulating coward. Like, oh, I just capitulate to anything a black person says. As soon as you walk in the room, you're the smartest person in the room. I don't have anything important to say. I say those people are just as bad. They're cowardly. They don't add to the conversation because they're not being honest about some of the things they feel. Now, on the other hand, I tell black people, look, if we're going to expect white people to be engaged in the conversation...
I need you to hold that thought. Yeah. But do hold that thought. You're going down the right road. I'm Joe Bassini, host. You're listening to The Real Side. We're having an open, honest conversation with Kara Davis about the shootings that went down and the experience here that African-Americans are having in this country now. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion.
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and you got to get involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. Unless you're open and honest, you people that always talk about fixing things, and then you scatter like cockroaches when somebody turns a light on. Even my conservative friends, there's nothing wrong as long as you're not nasty about it. There's nothing wrong with having open and honest conversations. I'll let the other people, the other group, the other person, whatever, let them know how you feel about things. Yeah, otherwise you never fix it. You know, you're like that person that keeps going. This is an old joke of mine. You're married and your wife makes a certain, you know, certain dish and you hate the dish, but every time she makes it, you tell her you like the dish because you don't want to hurt her feelings. So what does she do? She makes the dish more often because you like it. She loves you. She wants to. Right? Then what do you do 2 years later? You say, honey, I really hate this food. You got to stop making this so often. You have just tore her down. You've lied to her for two solid years, and then you wonder why you're the bad guy. So no, we fix nothing unless we start to get honest with each other. Hey, I want to welcome new listeners from KCLV out of Clovis, New Mexico. I want to thank you guys for joining the Real Side team. I really appreciate your time. And listen, stay with us because you're going to hear a lot of good stuff tonight. Kerry Davis joins me, as she does from time to time. Love to have her on even more often. And one of the things that she put out a video today that really kind of touched me, and she's right. This is my aggravation. Is that we can't have real, honest conversations. And first, Kara, thanks for being with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. I always enjoy coming on the show. We always have good conversations, even if sometimes they're difficult to have.
Oh yeah, and it's the only way we're going to get things fixed. It really is. So, you know, you were talking about the differences and how the black community still has its issues, and we're not helping.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as I was saying before the break, there's a lot of hard truths that have to be told. And so I say, you know, look, white people, we need you to be a little bit more honest, not just capitulate or be completely off the rails, but just to say, yeah, maybe I do have a problem in this area or that. But I also say, you know, to the black community, look, if we're asking white people to be honest about how they feel, even if that means they're saying some things we don't like, yes, I maybe do look at black people differently, or no, I don't quite understand why they let the things happen in their community that happen, and that makes me nervous. If we're going to expect white people to be honest about where they're at, then we can't be the people that immediately go on the defensive and scream racist every time a white person is honest about how they feel. It shuts down the conversation. It's dismissive. And that's what I've been saying today, is that we can't be dismissive of one another. When white Americans hear the Black Lives Matter group protesting and they say, yeah, all lives matter, well, we understand that. Yes, all lives matter, but to that group, that sounds dismissive. It sounds like you're not taking seriously the specific issue that they're talking about. And it's the same on the other side. When a white person wants to be honest and have an open conversation, and the first words out of your mouth are, oh, that's your white privilege talking, you're being dismissive. You haven't given that person the opportunity to explain themselves. We need to be a little bit more open and not be dismissing each other so easily.
Right. Well, look, I agree with you, but I want to go back to what you said about even with the All Lives Matter. Yeah, I'm with you. All lives matter, and in this, but when you're with the Black Lives Matter groups, the focus, the issue, the thing they're talking about is the atrocities going on in the black community. I got it. I get that. And I think you hit it on the head, too, though. When somebody says in conversation, if you walk up to them while they're there and you kind of give them a nose and you go, you know what? All lives matter. Well, I'm sorry. I'm on their side. You deserve to be pummeled at that point in time. But if you're having a conversation with them and you say, you know what, I'm with you, what can I do to help, but I want you to realize that I believe all lives matter, but I realize that the focus right now is on you. That's a conversation we should be able to have without people going out of their minds and being booed and being all kinds of other stuff, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a way to do it. I'm not asking people to put their emotions aside or to put their pride aside, but I am asking, say, to put those things in check. You know, to say, and I don't even expect people to say, oh, yeah, now I totally agree with Black Lives Matter. You know, I don't. I'm not on board with Black Lives Matter. It's not my thing, but I understand where it comes from. It comes out of a frustration.
Sure.
And there are hard truths that even, but as black people, we also have to ask the question, how are we teaching the police to teach us? What do our neighborhoods look like? They're full of crime. They're full of, you know, crazy things happening. And so they do have a bias when they come into our communities, but what part do we play in that bias? And what part do they play in that bias? There's plenty of blame to go around. I just don't think there are enough people in this country willing to say, I'm not going to start with the blame. I'm going to start with myself.
Right. Yeah, I know. You won't get an argument from me. I know it make sucky radio, but you won't get an argument from me. You know, one of my arguments is, and again, it's not because it's black-on-black violence, but it's because this is where these guys are concentrated. You know, we do the numbers here on a regular basis of the young people. Let's not even put color to it, okay? The young people that are killed in Chicago, the neighborhood violence that takes place in Chicago. And I always say, when you go back to the 70s and how New York was dealing with some of its violence at the time, they took over the communities. The good people took over the communities. They had 8, 10, 12,000 people marches in the weekends there. You know, if Sharpton and Jackson would get their act together and throw a few bucks at this and have their own little marches through those communities every weekend for a couple of months, you could do some cleanup there, couldn't you? If they would just pay attention to what's going on there. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just full of myself, but I think you'd start to see some attitudes change towards those communities, don't you think?
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is that those people are there. There are people in the black communities that are working towards ending our violence against each other. And I do agree that the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons could marshal their influence
right.
for something that would matter. But I leave them out of the conversation because I don't really think of them as a part of this conversation. I really don't. I don't think they're part of the solution. They're the old guard. They're old school.
Don't they have influence, Kara? Do they still have
Not
influence?
Anymore.
They don't.
Not
okay.
anymore. No, when you go back and look at those Ferguson videos and like black people in Ferguson, you know, watching Jesse Jackson come into the neighborhood and telling him, get out. You haven't been here in the past, so what are you doing here now? We don't want you. You don't help. And I think that's the other thing that's rippling through the black community right now that's adding to the frustration is the old guard leaders that we have traditionally looked to have not made any difference in this situation. They've ginned up a lot of outrage, but they haven't made any progress. And that's because they began to make their money off of keeping people angry instead of finding real solutions. So this problem is nuanced. It goes a lot deeper than just black and white, police versus citizens, you know, racist versus non-racist. It's a lot of things we got to dig into that is going to take a lot of work.
Without hanging anybody, you know, that the cop that shot the young black man that had he had a permit to carry a gun. And you heard the cop, if you've heard any of the audio, I mean, you could hear in the cop's voice how afraid he was. The young man was calm, and he was petrified. The fear was there. Now, that didn't make anything he did right, so don't get me wrong. It's not the road I'm going down. But, you know, if you can't be one of those people, if they go through training, they go through all this stuff, I just, what happened there was wrong, flat out dead wrong. And you know, we tell people, if you get pulled over by a police officer, just keep your hands in plain view, shut up, be calm, and everything will be fine. Well, he followed it by the numbers, and everything wasn't fine. But can I say something here too? Do you believe that cop saw that young black man and said, I have to kill this kid today?
No.
Okay.
And that's what I never believe.
Right.
I don't believe that there's some, the cops are like, I can't wait to see how many black people I killed today. That's why I think this situation is nuanced.
Well, that's the Sheila Jackson Lee thing. She always comes out and says they hunt our young black men down like they're dogs in the street. I'm going, wait a minute. What that cop did today, yes, it was wrong. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Did he go through some psychological profile? Maybe he shouldn't have been a police officer. I don't know. And I'm not in his position, so I can't tell. But if he couldn't handle the stress and the pressure, a young man lost his life today because a cop couldn't emotionally do his job. Am I off on this?
No, and you know, so we do need to look at that, and we do need to, you know, prosecute the case the way it should be, which is in the court.
Right.
And I do hesitate to make solid judgments, but it is frightening. I mean, I work on owners, and I do think about that kind of stuff. But
right. But
again, there are ways
you gotta hold that thought too.
Situation.
You and I believe in capitalism. I got to pay the bills. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot of real good conversation going on with Kerry Davis.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Does that look like a Christmas tree? I'm John, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, on a Friday night, we're going to have an all-disco night. Just every cut that we come back in with. I'll come in with the big lapels on my shirt, the silk shirts. No, not going to happen. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Carrie Davis joins us. I don't want to waste a whole bunch of her time. I want to bring her right back on. She joins us. She joins me not as much as she should join me. And, Carrie, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. So we are having what I believe is a real open conversation on what's going on in this country, partially with I don't even know if I want to call it race relations, because I know that in and of itself people don't quite get. But we do have to have a continued open conversation, an honest one, about the way things are happening, not just in the black community, but outside the black community with African Americans. Now, when I talked to you earlier, when I talk about some of these issues, I get blasted. I don't even know if they're African American people blasting me. I know some of them are white, telling me that I can't speak to it. But if we can't all, talk about it openly, we'll never get this thing. It's like two people being married and never talking to each other. How do you fix it?
Well, that is it. That's the million-dollar question. And I'm sorry that I don't really have any solutions.
Well, thanks a lot. Okay.
Sorry. And that's the end of the call.
Yeah.
I have no solutions, but I do know that we haven't even begun to address the problem. And that's why it keeps persisting. And maybe these incidents will open up some conversation. I mean, I posted that video today, and I have to say, I was a bit nervous about posting it.
Really?
Because normally, yeah, I feel like people on both sides of the issue usually give me grief, you know, if I'm not paying enough attention to one side or the other. But I found that most people were receptive to it. Most people, black and white, were saying, yeah, you know, you're right, that there are some hard truths that need to be told. So, it kind of gave me hope that maybe these incidences are now causing some people to wake up a little more and at least ask questions they weren't asking before and at least reaching out and supporting, you know, the frustrations of each community.
Do you find it, and I'm going to put it out there, some of the white people that you talk to about this give you the platitude. They give you the words that you want to hear. You could tell behind their eyes that they really don't care. Honest.
I don't think that. I haven't had any white. Maybe a couple of weirdos, but geez, those people are everywhere.
No kidding.
I really haven't had white people say I don't care. I think the most popular sentiment that I see expressed from my white brothers and sisters in America is they're frustrated, they're tired of being blamed for incidences that they feel no culpability in, and they don't understand, you know, if you, Joe, you're like, yeah, of course I don't want police shooting young, innocent black men, but what do I do about that? You know, I'm white, but I didn't hold the gun that shot him. I didn't approve of the police officer doing it, and so I get that there's a lot of people that are frustrated. They don't know how to express or how to be a part of the solution. All they know is that they're only ever being blamed and never being invited in to be a part of the solution. And that does create some resentment. So I get that sentiment a lot, and I get it. Now, some people use that as an excuse to be jerks. But, you know, like I said, those people are everywhere.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. But that is the other thing, too. I don't know if you've and again, I know it's not everybody, and it may not even be the majority. But, you know, when you want to get involved and you want to engage, I got to tell you, I can only talk about myself. I get notes from other people where they've tried to engage, and I myself have tried to engage, and we've been told, no, you know what? You don't get it. You can't get it. Wait a minute, but I can help. If you're trying to reach, it's like any group. It's too bad that we're talking color here, but if you're trying to reach the white community and you're having a hard time because you're an African American, why wouldn't you reach out to somebody who wants to help and have them help side by side, not lead it, but side by side with you and take on the charge with you? Why wouldn't you do that?
That's true, and I think maybe the answer to your question, why wouldn't someone do that, is because they've faced rejection before. And so that's the other side of the issue, right? That's what happens with Black Lives Matter. So people, maybe they're a little angry about it, and maybe they're, you know, they go about it the wrong way. But when black people in America are saying, we're having an issue, this hurts us, we don't understand what's going on, we need help, we need things to change, and white people say, oh, all you ever do is bellyache about race, and you know, stop complaining and get off your butt and work. And but you've dismissed what the feelings of that person are, which are, you know, I'm confused, I'm scared, I need a solution to this problem. So that's the other side of the issue. You know, you're also dealing with other people that have nothing to do with your sentiments, but who have rejected those people, and now those people are distrustful. There's a lot of distrust in our communities right now, and so, you know, it's hard to leap over that distrust. In a way, that takes each person doing, you know, making some individual decision.
Yeah, so, you know, I know you don't have all the answers, but I'm throwing out questions that I'm sure people sitting there listening to the radio right now going, okay, well, this is all great, but I do want to help. I do want to get involved. How do I do that? I'm white, I'm Asian, I'm Hispanic. How do I help? Because I know there's a problem. You see what my trouble is here? I don't know how somebody, because some of them are afraid to have that honest conversation.
I think that the first step is to be having the conversation and to let it be known that that's where you stand. I think there are a lot of black people who don't realize that there are people like you out there that do feel that way, that are like, no, I have a problem with this too, and I want to stand with you. And then we hold our public representatives accountable. I mean, you and I are in politics, and that's what we do.
You know,
we hold our public representatives accountable.
Yeah.
We make sure that they address the problem.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's a step. That's a step that white people can take.
Yeah, and I've been debating whether to throw this out there, but I'm going to anyway. So, my wife will tell you, I hate doing this. I hate saying, so I have a granddaughter that's half black, but she's not half black to me. She's just my granddaughter. And we've had friends close to us who see a picture and they look at you and they go, oh, she's mixed race. No, she's human to me. I don't know what you're talking about. Right? But we have people that think that I have a problem with that for one reason only. Not because I've ever said anything about it, but because I'm white. So I must have a problem with it. I mean, that doesn't help either. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, and again, this all goes back to the idea that we have preconceived notions about each other.
Yep.
We judge each other. I mean, I come up against that a lot as a black conservative.
I'm sure you get beat up on both. Yeah, you don't stand a chance.
Well, people assume you think one thing, you know, about something, and they don't stop to think that, you have a family and you have friends and family that are diverse and people that love you and you love these people and your life is diverse. It's nuanced and no one can judge you based on, you know, a Facebook post or just based on the color of your skin. But we've been doing a lot of judging lately and not a lot of stopping to listen.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. When I saw what was going down, or I started to see what was going down, and I started seeing the post. Yeah, I got to tell you, before I even saw your video, your face came into my mind because I remember the last time this went down with Michael Brown, everything was around. We jumped right all over. It had to be the guy's fault. It couldn't be the cop's fault. And forget even the word fault. Let's just sit back and wait. Give it 5 minutes at least. You know, let's get some information as to what went down. We just don't do that. And we need to start.
No, that's our instantaneous news culture, our 24-hour news cycle culture.
I know. It's almost a sin that stuff hits so fast because you see all those opinions of people are victims of their last conversation in most cases. And they see this stuff.
Yes,
and that's what they're spewing. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, but listen, I always appreciate your honesty and your openness when I read the stuff that you have online. Whether you want to hear this or not, there are not many people like you out there that will lay it out the way you do, and we need to do that. We need to make it so guys like me are not afraid to pick up the phone and call you and say, "What do you mean it's my fault or whatever?" You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a pleasure.
Always. And how do people read more of your writings? How do they get to see the video?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, Kira Davis, KIRADAVIS. I have a fan page and I have a personal page. So you can find me on there, and you can look me up on Twitter at Real Kira Davis. That's KIRA. You'll be able to find, or just Google my name.
Always, always a pleasure, Kira. Thanks for being with me tonight, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Kira Davis, and do go find her. Okay, do go find her on Facebook and that kind of thing, because she's got some great writing. She got some stuff that makes, my God, it makes total sense. And she's not afraid to talk about it, people. That's the beauty. She really just isn't afraid to talk about it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour.